So you want to hear school students talk about their travel experiences, learnings, escapades, episodes, knowledge, incidents from all the corners of the globe. Terra Talk, platform from where young voices reach out to the world. Brought to you by EdTerra Adventures, committed to truly educational student travel.
Hi, this is Anisha Kaushik.
And Yashi Agrawal.
We are the students of Chinar Public School, Alwar. We have covered the beautiful cities Amritsar, Jalandhar and Chandigarh. In this edition of Terra Talk, we would like to share our learning experience of India through this marvelous and religious trip organized by EdTerra Adventures.
Terra Talk, a platform from where young voices reach out to the world.
Welcome back, listeners. Let's begin with our learning experience of India. It was an overnight journey from Alwar to Chandigarh. At Chandigarh, we started our educational trip at Chatpur Zoo, which proved to be really informative. There, we learned a lot about different animals and bird species, which was full of enjoyment. The next location, which made us more excited, was the rock garden, the one for which Chandigarh is popularly known. There, we saw beautiful sculptures, which was an efficient use of waste materials. Also, we saw beautiful fall that made everyone delighted. On our way to Elante Mall, we were stuck in a busy traffic that made us quite late. Finally, we arrived there and were astonished to know that it totally works on solar energy.
The next day, we headed towards our next location, that was Dream City Amritsar. There, we went to Partition Museum via auto rickshaws, which was a great experience. There, we got a great detail regarding the reason and circumstances that led to the partition and the problems that people faced later. After a walk of few minutes, we reached Jallianwala Bagh and got to know about the injustice done by General Dyer and the fearful death of people. We saw the bullet marks and the famous memorial made in the remembrance of the innocent people killed there. From there, we headed towards the Holy Golden Temple, where all of us found peace and spirituality. There, we felt as if our soul had been connected with the Almighty.
Next day, we went to Duryana Temple, whose architecture was inspired by Golden Temple. After this, we had our best experience at Wagha border, which was really mesmerizing. Some of our schoolgirls also danced over there with full of enthusiasm. Then started the retreat ceremony, which really touched our hearts and one can never forget it. After this, we went to Sada Pit, which was another world in itself. We enjoyed a lot there as it replicated the Punjabi culture. We also did a nice shopping there and the best part was the Maud Ka Kuan.
The next day, we headed towards the Pushpa Gujral Science City, which was on the outskirts of Jalandhar.
It was equally informative and enjoyable, where we learnt about dinosaurs, earthquake, environmental pollution, etc. with enjoyment. In this way, we completed our trip with EdTerra Adventures in about 5 days. It was the best 5 days of our life.
We hope that from this experience of ours, you all would have also learned a lot regarding such school trips. It proved very informative for us as we came to know many unknown facts regarding India. Like, did you know that 1650 rounds of bullet were shot over 20,000 people at Jallianwala Bagh? The famines and hardships that people faced during as well as after partition.
So, from the peace and serenity felt at Golden Temple till the heart-wrenching story of partition, from beautiful architectural infrastructure of Rock Garden of Chandigarh till the injustice done to Indians at Jallianwala Bagh, India has a lot to offer to students as well as adults.
Thereby, we would recommend all of our wonderful listeners to participate in such educational school trips that makes us independent, self-sufficient and helps in personality development. Thank you.
Like what you're listening? Stay tuned for new podcasts on edterra.com/terratalk.